You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
We were asking the question earlier this evening, are you making your way up to the NFL draft in Green Bay this year? It's going to be a big how do you do. And Rocker, our next guest, has a connection to the NFL draft.
Jimmy Doozy is a Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award winning three-piece rock band from Appleton. They were formed in 2010, and the band is Andy Van Dusen on lead vocals and guitar, Ryan Patterson on bass, and D'Angelo Harris on drums. At this moment, it's still a small town band trying to figure out how to make it in the music world, but all of this could change soon as Doozy is releasing a new song for the NFL draft and are set to play in the shadows of Lambeau Field in Green Bay on April 25th and 26th. On the phone with us right now, about to go on stage at Maloney's in Kaukauna, Wisconsin, is Andrew Van Dusen. Andrew, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good to be here.
Did we get the question right? The answer is yes, right?
Yes, of course.
Yes, always. Of course. Thank you.
Andrew, tell us a little bit about Doozy. For our listeners who've never heard of the band, what is Doozy from Appleton?
We are a pop-punk trio that's kind of like a mixture of like if Blink-182 and Weezer had a baby together. We've been playing for quite a while. A lot of people always ask us what our name kind of means and where we got that from. And it's really, it was just my nickname in high school, Andy Van Dusen, Doozy, that kind of thing. And we couldn't really think of a band name, so we just went with that and it just stuck.
Well, that name is a doozy. The NFL draft is coming to Lambeau Field, and it's huge. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to invade Green Bay. How exciting is it to have a pair of shows during this historic event?
It's really exciting. It's a dream come true for me. Outside of music, I'm a huge sports geek and a sports fan, and I love my Green Bay Packers. So to have the opportunity to play there and be right in front of Lambeau basically is a dream come true. We can't wait.
Now, April 25th, you're at the Great North Commons, and April 26th at Andoozy's. How do you get those shows?
Lucky, I guess.
It might be a rhetorical question.
Yeah, you know, honestly, our booking agency, we book through not exclusively, but Bananas Entertainment helps us get some shows. And they about a year or two ago when we found out the draft was going to be happening up here, I said, hey, any way you can get us some pull in that and get us in there? And they said, we'll see what we can do. And they pulled through for us and got us into the Great North Commons on that draft day. And then Andoozy's on the east side of Green Bay wanted to have a little post-draft party, so we're going to be swinging over there that Saturday to play it. So we're looking forward to it.
You know, it probably was beneficial for you to reach out a year ago. I mean, if you would have waited any time, somebody else would have been in the spot, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been, like I said, I'm a sports nut, so as soon as I found out, I think it was like 3 or 4 in the morning when I texted and said, hey, I don't care if I wake you up, but get us the draft in 2 or 3 years or however long it is, you know?
Wow, that's forward thinking. Now, in a moment, we're going to premiere a clip from your new single. It's called Last One Standing, which will be released on Monday, April 21st. It's a song you wrote for the NFL draft, and it's been getting a lot of traction in the news, and you'll be performing it at your upcoming shows. Tell us about Last One Standing.
It's funny. A news station reached out to us a few weeks ago and said, hey, we see you're one of the local bands that's playing at the draft, and we wanted to know if you had any cool stories or anything that we could share on TV that would be interesting. And for a while, I've been sitting on kind of a sports-themed rock anthem a little bit, but I didn't really know what the right opportunity would be to release it. And all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? This seems like the right opportunity. So we went to Cherry Pit Studios in Menominee Falls.
And yeah.
Recorded it, and now we're here releasing it.
That's with Eric Labrosse, and gosh, he recorded Iron Plow. I don't know, little side note there. What's it like working with Eric on this song? Because he's like a hit maker.
So it's funny. We reached out to Eric, and he was actually going to be in Alaska during the time period we wanted to record it. So we actually recorded it with Ryan Kutz or Kutz. I don't really know how to say his last name.
Oh, but I see.
Ryan learned from Eric, and then Eric came back into town and actually helped him come up with different like melodies and things that could help improve the song a little bit. And if you know with Eric, you know Eric's always tinkering with stuff.
Oh yeah,
get the best.
Wizard.
That he can out of you, you know? Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, between those two guys helping us out, it was a lot of fun, really easy, fun process, and the song turned out great, in my opinion.
Well, let's take a listen to this preview here. This is Doozy Last One Standing. The clip, it's only a minute long. Check it out. Like a good hook in a song, Last One Standing, that has a pretty sweet hook there, Andrew.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
What's the song about real quick?
So it's just about kind of always fighting and, you know, always kind of going for the goals you set for yourself, kind of like what these college athletes are going through right now, trying to fight their way and make a name for themselves and get into the draft and get taken by one of these teams. So it's not like just like linearly locked into like an NFL kind of thing. It could go for any sports, but like I said a couple times already, I'm a sports addict, sports nut, whatever you want to call me. And it's always interesting to me how guys just keep on working their tail off to get to where they want to be.
Well, we're calling you Andy Van Dusen. So what's coming up next for Doozy, and how do we keep up with you online?
Oh, well, like you said, we're playing at the draft next week, Thursday, 9 a.m. at the Great North Commons, and then Saturday at the Anduzzi's on the east side of Green Bay, starting at 8, I believe. And you can keep track of us on Facebook at Doozy Music or our Instagram page, which is also Doozy Music.
And that's D-O-O-Z-E-Y. That's spelled Andy. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on and talk to us about your new song written for the NFL draft at Lambeau Field. We really appreciate it.
It's an honor to be asked about to come on for you. So sorry, I got some motorcycles going on. I
don't know if you can hear
nice. That. But thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And of course, Doozy is at Kakana tonight. Who else are you guys playing with tonight?
It's just us. Just our own little gig. So if you're in the Kakana area tonight, come on out and come see us. I'll get you a drink.
Andy Van Dusen, thank you so much, man. Keep in touch and let us know how the draft goes for you, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Awesome. Doozy makes me feel. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Let's go. I'm done, sick and tired of being on the run from everything that I want. Let's blow this joint sky high, never to return. Just you wait till I'm fitting in these medium t-shirts.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.